Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio would like to congratulate the extended Winks family and one special mare.
And the crowd are ready to send her off, and the gates open. They're off in the Queen Elizabeth. Massive roar to the crowd. She's gone for home already, Winks. Today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time. Winks wins her third Queen Elizabeth.
She just showed you what she's capable of doing. You know, I dare say if she had something else to catch, she had more to give.
It's been 4 years. Yeah, so my team just do an amazing job. It's indescribable.
Just a big thank you to everyone right around the world, and I'm glad that everybody's enjoyed it as much as we have.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is your champion, the greatest we've ever seen.
Celebrating the racing career of Winks, Sky Sports Radio. Sky Sports Radio loves talking racing. The people, the jockeys, the horses. Time now for Punter's Postmortem. Analysis of the weekend's racing, plus your calls. Welcome to Punter's Postmortem.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's no lie.
That's no lie.
It was a magnificent weekend. It was a weekend full of sporting champions and wonderful sporting stories. None bigger than Winks, 33 consecutive wins. She bows out a champion, probably the best we've ever seen. 25 Group 1s. Went through that Magic Millions sales ring and was purchased for $230,000. Fair to say it's the best $230,000 you're ever likely to spend. She amassed in prize money over $26.33 million. She actually won 10 more Group 1s than Black Caviar, which is quite remarkable to think. 13, 53, 53. And not only that, she gave a Liverpool kiss, a little bit of a headbutt to Huey Bowman, champion jockey, and well done to Chris Waller, his team, the owners of Winks and everybody associated with Winks and the Waller stable. It's not often that a champion trainer notches 100 Group 1s and it barely gets a mention. What a wonderful day it was at Royal Randwick, and actually Mother Nature played her role as well. A sellout crowd of 43,833. It was a very, very special day. Ronnie Duffersey, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, TK. It was a cracker of a day, wasn't it? And to think it was the same day 4 years ago that was her last defeat.
Yeah.
4 years without losing. And she finishes on the day to make amends, and an incredible day. What else can you say? We expected it, but it arrived, and she conquered. And you know, it's probably been said 1,000 times this morning to think that we had Tiger and Winks within, you know, 2 days or 48 hours, two champions showing their stuff. It was an incredible day there on Saturday.
Yeah, it was that winning streak that started way back on May 16, 2015. Of all places, the Sunshine Coast. Dean Lester, good morning, mate.
Morning, TK.
Yeah, what did you make of it all?
Oh, it was great. Look, it was. I was very envious I wasn't there, but it was great to watch from afar anyway and take it all in. And what a magnificent day, and it was beautifully done. And she did the rest, and it was. No, I thought hats off to the ATC and the way it was carried out. It was superb.
Yeah, Dino, you would have loved to have been there. You would have appreciated it because there was such an investment from everybody. You know, it felt like the 43,833 had sort of come to watch her, much like Maccabi Diva's third Melbourne Cup and, you know, Black Caviar when she came. But there was a massive investment from people who you know, many, many, many wouldn't be massive racing fans.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've had a few of those experiences. I think Maccabi Diva's Cox Plate, when she won that, I think everyone just came to watch her that day. And and then, as you said, the third Melbourne Cup and that last run in Victoria of Black Caviar, we knew that was going to be her last run in Victoria. We didn't know it was going to be her last start in the TJ after that. But, they're very special days, but none more than Saturday.
They are.
I think you're a little bit incorrect saying not racing fans. I think there was a lot of thousands and thousands that are stay-at-home punters that turned up there on Saturday. Yeah. And a lot of racing followers that just wanted to just come to the odd race meeting just to say goodbye, you know.
Yes.
I felt...
Oh, it wasn't a party group I was talking about, Ronnie. It was like more... general sporting fans or just people that want to be involved with an event. But the event wasn't the party. The event was Winx, if you get my drift.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I'm saying there was a lot more stay-at-home punters there than we've ever seen.
Make the effort to get out there.
They knew they're racing.
And we saw Huey. It was a long, sustained run. He wasn't about to get trapped on the fence. He wasn't about to get trapped midfield. It was a long, sustained run. He did cop that Liverpool kiss. He says, it's the first time I've attempted it with her, and it's the last time I'm going to do it. I'll just stick with Christine from now on in. It was all great, and the drama that followed, and a full stop now on that racing career, Ronnie, for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I think it's that's been unquestionable all the way through once they said it. They were always going to stick with their guns, and I think it's time. I think it's time that, go out like that, and when it's planned, like I said, we haven't had any planned champions retire in a long time, and that's the difference. When people know this is the last time, they turn up. Where a lot of our other champions, we haven't had that luxury. It's been days after they said that's it, and obviously there's been injuries with some champions that have stopped them. But to just say this is going to be a last run at the top of a game, I think people reacted to that.
Dino, you're heavily, you're into your bloodlines and all that sort of thing. Have you got a little bit of a short list in your head that you think maybe they'd be at the top of the list?
No, not really, TK.
I mean, it's not yours. I understand
that.
It'd come down to their
personal preference, I suppose. It's all very well to go fashionable, but I think whatever's best for the mare, really.
Yeah.
Won't matter what stallion you put across her, if she, any of her blood comes out in it, it won't matter what stallion that she goes to.
Yes. Yeah, she's not going to go to a hack.
No stallion's going to improve her.
But she won't be going to Frankel, I don't think.
I wouldn't think so. Just a little snippet I read this morning, and, Peter was saying, he said I'd be leaning, he only owns a third of her, but he said I'd be leaning to a Colonial stallion, which is fair enough. That's one thing I would agree with.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, I think, Ronnie, yesterday that she hasn't been on a plane ever.
Yeah.
There's always a risk whatever you do with a horse, isn't there? Leaving him in a paddock's a risk, But, would you risk that, putting her on a plane to get to a Frankel?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I don't think I would either. That little claustrophobic thing about her with the barriers and putting her on a plane for 14, 16, 24 hours, whatever.
Oh, and the rest.
Yeah, and who knows, she's a time bomb, as we saw during the week leading up into the race. She doesn't have to go over to Frankel. I wouldn't think so. If they want to do that, good luck to them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, they'll be doing whatever they like. And would you keep the progeny, Ronnie? Or would you put the progeny through the sales ring? I mean, you've had your fun with Winx. You've had your, incredible life-changing moments with Winx. Do you need to keep the progeny?
Well, it depends on your situation.
Well, they don't need to. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They could watch someone else race it, could they?
No, they couldn't. No, I don't think so. The old breeders would say, sell the colts and keep the fillies and all this sort of thing. But, I couldn't see them parting with any part of her.
It'll be interesting. We'll take your views. What would you do? 13:53:53. You had a nice little meeting down there on Saturday, Dino, and a couple of pretty good-looking horses came out of your meeting, I thought.
Probably right from the bounce of the ball, really.
Yeah,
Super Seth was the one that I think's got the best future of what we saw on Saturday.
That's Anthony Friedman's horse. Yes. Jeez, it was good.
Yeah, he was good. Times would suggest pretty good.
Not Winx.
That's a fair call, TK. Well done. That's probably one of your most astute observations.
Thank you, Dino.
But he's good. He beat a horse that I've got a bit of time for in Stand to Attention, who got the run through, and he sort of had the better run, and Super Seth beat him easily in the end. I think that form will stack up okay. I think he's going to a listed race on Anzac Day at Flemington, 1400. And then be set for the spring. I think it's a very similar path to what Merchant Navy did a couple of years ago.
It's been a Friedman trait to take something like that to Brisbane to winter.
They love a winter up there.
Yeah. I don't know whether the timing would be right for him or how that affects the spring. But
yeah.
What about Steel? Speaking of the Friedmans, Anthony's other horse, Steel Prince.
Well, he's just building a good record. Good. Yeah, he is. He's won five of his last seven now, and one of his defeats was behind Schraro on Melbourne Cup Day. So that form stacked up well on Saturday in two different states, and he bolted in. Yeah, so I thought he'd probably go to the Warrnambool Cup, but I read that probably the Brisbane Cup might be beckoning for him, and he's in good shape. He stays well, and he's getting more and more confident with every run.
What about win of Michael Kent's horse in race six?
Tarwin. Pretty special win. Because
that was an explosive sort of effort.
Yeah, they didn't go hard.
Sectionals must have been good, Dina.
Yeah, it was. They went pretty steady pace. He just kept building, and he just went right round everything and beat them fair and square, beat them arrogantly. And he's a son of American, but whether he's got a bit more dash than the Americans. He's won two out of three, and he should have won the other run. So no, he's pretty good.
No doubt about that. Boys, Darren Weir still has influence in racing. Two of his former horses, Very Elegant and Canedda, are winning Group 1's races. Bruce from Boambi East. Yeah, Darren Weir, I think every trainer who's got a horse, Ronnie, and Dino, from Darren Weir, I think they've all commented, you know, like, this horse arrived to us in wonderful condition.
Yeah, no doubt. And you can add Chereau to that.
Yep, another
one. So there was three Group 1 winners that Darren Weir trained prior to them winning on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a pretty common call, isn't it, Dino, regarding the Weir horses? They've all arrived at those different stables in great condition.
Well, they have, yeah.
They've just gone on and kept winning.
And picked up, yeah, where they left off. I don't think he had Traro, though, did he?
Someone told me he did on Saturday. Might be wrong, but I'm...
Yeah, I thought Chris
had
him.
Oh, no, Chris had him in the spring.
Yeah.
I did read it. It was stuck in the back of my head, but you know, you're right. Chris did have him.
Chris
had
him Melbourne Cup Day.
Yeah, that's right.
The filly, Very Elegant. I mean, it was only a matter of time that she'd get her act together, and she still hasn't really, but she's still very good.
Yeah. Her behaviour looks to be better and getting better, Ronnie.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, it's a long way to go, I would imagine, but it's improving all the time, which is a positive.
That was a big test for her on Saturday, because it was a different race shape and map and speed and the draw, and it was a beautiful ride.
Mm.
But maybe she's not as bad as we think. Maybe it's just the head carriage.
It's just an awkward head carriage, yeah.
McDonald doesn't seem worried about it. It's not as if she's climbing heels or anything like that, but yeah.
Oh, she ran around last, you know, she even ran around the last couple of hundred the start before.
Oh, no, she's still work in progress.
Yeah, so
she's pretty good. She's pretty good.
So I know, Dean, I know at this time of year, you know, you often get carried away with the horse that wins the Derby, the horse that wins the Oaks, and we start talking about Caulfield Cups and Melbourne Cups, but what do you think of Very Elegant?
Well, her first thing in the spring, I'd love to see her in a race like the Epsom. Hmm. I think fast run mile would suit her. And whether then it sets her up to go to a Caulfield Cup or a Cox Plate or something like that. But I'd love to see her in an Epsom. I just think that would really, really suit her.
Yeah, well, that's the pattern, isn't it? It's the pattern for Chris.
Yeah, it is. Yep.
You know, he's a bit of an unforgotten. That's what he did with her.
And, yep. Winks.
Yep. And I think it'll be just a light... with his young mares, it's a pretty light spring usually, and then I think maybe this day next year for a Queen Elizabeth or something like that, if she continues to train on.
Yeah, and should just continue to get better and better and better, Ronnie?
I would think so. Looking at her, you know, she's still raw and she's still got filling out to do. It does seem like it's still plenty of upside to come. There's no doubt about it. Scarlet Dream was terrific.
Geez, they backed her late.
Yeah, and she may have been, she got held up and should have really made a fought that finish out a bit closer. So whether she can train on into Brisbane, frankly, awesome. Bowman had to make that move there when he did. I thought it was the only move he could have made.
Yeah, it was a smart... I changed the race around. I thought it was a good tactic.
Yeah, it was.
Aristia?
Too keen, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Just raced up outside the lead and didn't relax at all.
No, she didn't. She was it didn't happen for her on Saturday, and I think she was set up nicely for the race, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, we had that terrible fall in race one. The horses were okay. Just to give everyone a little bit of an update, Ronnie, Andrew Atkins, unfortunately, fractures to the spine, the T2, the T3, the 4, the sternum, the cheekbone, the eye sockets, a concern. It was terrible. It happened, you know, in the shadows of the winning post in front of that massive crowd. Glenn Schofield bounced quickly to his feet. Remarkably, I don't know how they do it.
No.
Well, you've done it, Ronnie, I guess. So yeah. Straight back up, he remonstrated with Mark Zara, who was well gone by then, quite yeah. clearly. And then as soon as he realised that Atkins was, well, he was in a bad way, wasn't he, on the ground, he raced straight over.
Yeah, he was in a bad way. He'd lost his breath and he was, you know, just trouble breathing there through being winded so badly. And obviously with all those injuries that he had, it was a scary, scary moment. And hats off to Glenn, you know, the camaraderie amongst those fellas. And, you know, just for him to comfort him until the ambulance arrived, it was a moment that you think, well, these blokes, you know.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible. Mark Zara suspended for 25 meetings, fined $3,000. He loses the ride on Santa and Elaine in Hong Kong, Ron.
Oh, well, there's a big, that's a big price to pay for.
That's right. Yeah. It was careless, not reckless.
Yes,
you know,
100%.
But who's in line for Santa and Elaine? I mean, they all shoved their hand up.
Yeah.
We got a back catalogue there of who's ridden.
Ben Mellon might be getting in hyperbaric chambers trying to get his wrist right for the do the old footy thing, try and get right for the day, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's still on the agenda for Santa and Elaine, isn't it?
He's on the plane this week, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on the plane this week, which is fantastic. And I mentioned before, it's not often, you know, a bloke trains 100 Group 1 winners and there's no real celebration or party because of 35 minutes later it was 101. But, you know, normally the balloons would, you know, go off and the fireworks, but it was just business as normal for Chris Waller.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be Winks, you know.
And, well, the symmetry of that and the fact that a quarter of them were Winks, 25 of them being one horse, it's just quite remarkable that it all came together.
Yeah, which was great. Out of that, we'll just deal with Winks. We've dealt with Winks pretty well, but Kluger, the old Japanese, they keep on producing, don't they, Ronnie?
Yeah, they will. They'll look back in Japan and see that result, and I think you'll get a few more over here next year with that result. He's obviously thrived here. Hartnell did his thing. Happy Clapper did his thing. Shillelagh's in good form, but what do you want to say?
How'd you say about Kluger? You thought on Thoroughbred Central, you thought it might have been a bit of an afterthought, but he actually behaved a lot better on Saturday, which helped him a lot, I think.
I didn't go back through his record and see if he'd backed up, but I doubt whether he would have ever backed up in his life.
No.
And, yeah, he's obviously a horse that he loves a little. He's get his foot in the ground a little bit as well. A lot of hard tracks in Japan.
But they brought him here because he had wet weather form in Japan?
Well, he only had one run on a wet track.
Okay.
And it was his best run, would you believe? Mm. So maybe he just loves the more give in the tracks.
And to both of you guys who are experts, we're not going to get the best of Japan because they race for huge prize money in Japan anyway. So they don't have to travel their horses.
They don't, but if you get something that can't beat the best over well, there. Well, the Queen Elizabeth's still worth a lot of money.
$4 million. So, yeah. See, my information was that Kluger doesn't rate over there. But you can imagine, can't you? I mean, they beat Hartnell by, what, three?
Yep. Yep. He was, he was, you know, just under three lengths away in third spot. So, yeah, he really excelled there, the Kluger.
Hartnell good again. Happy Clapper. Be glad to see the back of Winch, Dino.
He will, TK. It's just you can be born in the wrong era, can't you?
Yeah, you can. Well, ask some of our cricketers that and other people, by the way. 13-53-53. We're going to take your calls. The Sydney Cup, did you see that sort of performance coming, Dino, from Shiroa?
Oh, it was a pretty even sort of race, and he probably just got the right run, and it panned out for him. Ended up a bit of a slog, and he was there at the end.
Wenger Mask, tough ass.
Yeah, it was. I had a doubt on him running 2 miles sort of in any company, and he ran a good race. He was right there at the end. Good honest run.
There was
dry track helped him.
Yeah, little bit of specking, Ronnie, for Glory Days, which finished third.
Yeah, well, she had a terrific record. She won the Avondale and Gawkland Cup, so she's a very strong staying mare. And I think the one to look out for in spring there is Rondinella.
Rondinella.
She's a lovely
fourth
mare.
Finished just behind him. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a beauty. She'll win a race in spring over in Melbourne. And yeah, well, we talk about Chereau. He was favourite all the way through to win this Sydney Cup. And although he'd been running good races, he'd just been lacking that killer punch at the end. But it's just the same old story. Grand final day, Chris Waller gets him right.
I don't think you were keen on Juby, Ronnie. But yeah, the hype is Charlie Appleby's horse. What would he bring Juby for if it wasn't winning? Some people, good judges. The problem is if you listen to them all saying, well, it's only just got to arrive to win.
Yeah. Well, the only things I looked at were his first up run, which was common, and then I looked at the horses that had run since out of the previous win, and they were beaten 30 lengths, two of them.
Right.
And the other one was a 9-year-old who'd had, you know, he's well exposed, not much good. So I didn't think he had any form. He might have upside, and I'm not bagging him because he did pull up 2 out of 5 lame. But I think Charlie's horse is next week.
Dubai?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you're saying, isn't
it? He's got better form. Yeah. He's got much better form.
In the all age?
Yes.
Right, right. What did you make of... Did you have any time for Duby, Dino?
Didn't really know. I didn't like his parade much. He went to the barriers and he sort of just... He didn't sort of grab me watching him go to the start or anything, so I just sort of was very neutral on him. But I respect Charlie Appleby so much, but yeah, he wasn't there, and as you said, pulled up lame.
Anything else out of the Sydney Cup, Ronnie?
I don't think so, TK. I think the Sydney Cup is gathering momentum again. It's going to take a couple of years.
Well, $2 million will do that.
Yeah, and I'm glad because it's a good race. It was an even race. We had an import there. We had Kiwis there. And where it was losing a bit of face a few years ago, I think we're on the way up again with the Sydney Cup, and we need a good 2 mile race over the carnival, surely.
Oh, I love it. I love it for those people you see at the track who rip their ticket up when the horses go past the first time. You've got to tell them no, there's another lap to go. But I love the 2 mile race. It's fantastic. The Sydney Cup there, it was won by Chereau. Vengamas second with Glory Days third. We're going to take your calls directly after a update with Madison on all the sporting news on 1353 53. So if you call now, you'll get through 1353 53. I'll get to the text messages for all the queries you've got. 0419 767 272. If you were out there on the weekend, you can tell us how you experienced Winx. If you weren't there, where were you and how much interest was there in actual Winx, or what horse do you want to follow? We've got plenty of callers online. We're going to whip straight into them. Dean Lester, Ronnie Duffersey, myself, TK, all on Punters Postmortem. Looking forward to it. Just a quick one. Morning, gents. How many foals do you think Winx could have with even luck? I would be going to the likes of Dundeal or Reliable Man for a Cox Plate Queen Elizabeth baby. Schnitzel is the obvious choice if they want an Everest baby. Would a stud farm bring their sire to her, as she won't go overseas? Question mark. Ronnie, you're our breeding expert.
Well, a stud farm won't bring one to her. That won't be happening. She's got to go and visit the stallion.
Plus, they've got all the facilities, and the stallion will be doing, what, 4 in a day? How many are they?
No, 2 a day.
Well, 2 a day.
3 at the most if they're struggling. But,
speak for yourself.
Sometimes, yeah, I think 2 a day is the norm if they've got full books. That sometimes may fit 3 in, but there wouldn't be 4. It's like I said, it's subjective to each to their own. I say they're all great stallions mentioned there, and we'll just sit back. I'm sure we're going to have an answer by maybe the end of the month.
Yep. When do they have to make a decision by, Ronnie?
Well, they'd have to make a decision for a good few months.
I think you'd get into most stallions.
They'll make room.
Yeah.
Even if that's to
but
be
springtime, right?
Yeah.
Anthony, good morning.
Good morning. Debbie Capitas might want Lonro, for old time's sake.
She might. She might.
Keep it in the family.
She can do whatever she likes, along with the other two owners.
And he's had a good year, Lonro, as well.
Yeah. Dino, can I ask you about, I know it's a Winx morning, but can I ask you about 3 impressive winners I saw yesterday? First one you might not have saw, the first start at Hong Kong, a Theora that John Moore apparently said could be his next able friend.
One down the straight.
It's outstanding.
Yeah. It was outstanding.
It's Classique Legend's half-brother.
Half-brother.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. And the two in Melbourne, the Gay Waterhouse hurdler, Goodwood Zodiac.
Zodiac, yeah.
And Sartorial Splendid from John Sadler.
Yeah, well, Goodwood Zodiac, he'd been a bit wayward at the schools, but he just rolled along and he thrashed them in that hurdle.
Warrnambool?
Oh, he'll go to Warrnambool for sure. There's a novice hurdle. He won the maiden yesterday. He can go to the novice hurdle. I don't think he'd go to the Gallywood, but he'll go to the novice. And Sartorial Splendor, the rap's been big on him for many, many months. He's a half-brother to a good two-year-old that Robert Smurden trained called Fontaton, and he won very well yesterday. He didn't have much idea what he was doing, but he won easily. He's going to the Super Vobis Gold Sires. He set that week the million-dollar two-year-old race.
Can I give Chris Waller a rap? His management of Winx, could you imagine if Tommy Smith had Winx? He'd be going to Brisbane, and then he'd be going to Melbourne and going right through to the McKinnon, then fly over to Western Australia, then come back and do the autumn in Sydney again, back to Brisbane. And vice versa, if Chris Waller had Kingston Town, how fresh his legs would be if he had
different targets. Times.
Yeah, times have changed, times, Anthony.
Treatments have changed, different times.
I'm not bagging anyone, I'm just wrapping Chris Waller's management.
That was a steroid era as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, that helped him get through, right?
And times were different. Yeah. You're right, but not about
he's
to be.
He's done an outstanding job, but it's...
That's right. The owner still gets to make the call.
Yeah.
The owner can tell the trainer exactly what to be doing. Was there a... I've got this text. There were 9 runners in a race yesterday, and the horse paid $26 the place. Regal Gain, race 2. Is that a record?
Where at?
Ah, geez, mate. I didn't see...
Wouldn't be a record.
No, for 9 runners in a race.
Oh, sorry, 9 runners.
Yeah, 9 runners in a race, 26 a place is pretty big, isn't it?
It's pretty big, all right, yeah.
I hope you got it. Yeah. I hope you got it.
Sounds like it was hard to back.
Yeah. Must have been very ordinary form. $26 a place in a 9-horse race. Jimmy, good morning.
G'day, Kerry. How you going?
Yeah,
mate?
Really good, Jimmy.
That's the way. Just 2 things, guys. I don't know if anybody noticed that Mar Mello, the horse that was runner-up in the Cup last year, won first up at Newbury the other night.
Yes.
So we've had the Cup winner and the runner-up first-up winners. I don't know how long that's happened.
Yeah, exactly. The form has really shaped up.
He was pretty lucky the other night, but let's just say there was a riderless one, got out in front and kicked on the pace a bit. But his last 200 metres shows how quality he is, that horse. So he's something to look forward to. And just one other thing, guys, Aristia. Any news what happened to her the other day? I thought she's very disappointing.
Oh, she was extremely disappointing.
Oh, mate, I've been backing her through the spring and I thought, right, I will just follow up here. And, she was gone. She was in the race and all of a sudden got into the straight and she was gone.
Yeah, we spoke about her earlier. She was probably one of the disappointments of the day. But as Dino said, maybe she just was a little bit aggressive and run her race in the first half.
Brett has texted in, TK, putting my marketing hat on. I feel the ATC really failed to capitalise on Winx by not keeping the last 5,000 general admission tickets as bundle tickets where you pay $50 and you get into another 2 meetings, encouraging people back to the track as the Winx effect will be dead in a month. Regards, Brett. Brett, not a bad idea. Can't argue with it.
It's easy to pick up things now, but yeah, I want to give the whole 44,000 a ticket to get in over winter.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's your free pass for August, July, August. Yeah. Who wants to come back?
That's a good idea, Brett. They probably didn't think of it, but I can't knock the idea. I can't knock the idea. We just hope that everybody had a terrific day. We got a little bit of news there, Ronnie. I don't know whether it's a fait accompli. Everyone's very, very excited, but hopefully an extension of the grandstand, which will be for general admission there. So a little bit of an adjunct to the Queen Elizabeth stand we've got there, where I think there could be 2 levels. There'd be a conference facility in there, but hopefully seating for 7,000 as well.
Okay, I read a little bit about that this morning, so...
It'd be called the Duff Stand.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you'd want to be in the members somewhere.
We're just going to find a champion to fill it, that's all, but obviously it's got dual purpose.
But if you want 40,000, I know it's... Like those stands in Melbourne, Dino, at Flemington, they're used 4 times a year. Capacity-wise,
It's a capacity. The new grandstand's getting a lot of traction with the members, so...
And corporate events as well.
They're doing Sunday things for the members there on non-race days, and the idea is that it will have restaurants within it, so correct. You can actually go there for non-race days.
It'll be generating its own revenue as a venue, non-race day venue, and that might well be what the ATC are thinking here. But again, someone's got to pay for it, and that'll be interesting. That will be it's like you down there at China Doll, Ronnie, when the bill comes out.
It just ducks.
You know what? It just sits there in the middle for quite some time, and everyone's pretending it hasn't arrived.
I'm gonna go to the toilet. Yeah,
and you're just wondering who's going to put the claw out first.
It's hard when you haven't got any sponsors. I can tell you that much.
No, it's a lot better with a sponsor, isn't it? Boys, what did you think of the rider mid-term? I thought she gave it no chance at all. It was a proven in the straight when it ran out of gas, John.
Look, I backed mid-term.
That's Jamie Carr's ride, isn't it?
I got no issue with the ride. That's how they train their horses. They're fit, strong, 2 milers. That's how he won last time. Yeah, look, I'd maybe come back another length, but I'm not going to bag that ride. Okay, he was beaten 5 lengths.
Fair enough. Let's get to the open line. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi, boys. I just want to give Suko Iron Sky Thoroughbred Central a bit of a rap for the way he's managed the tipsters. So on Friday morning, I was listening to Sean Cosgrove, and he had a Winx special on, organising all the people who were associated with Winx. And after that,
wasn't that a good special, Dave?
Unbelievable.
Right back from obscure sort of, when I say obscure people, please take that in the right vein. Who were involved in Winx from the early days. It was a terrific special.
Oh, yeah, Jason Collett, Larry Cassidy, had all these people on, and it was really good to listen to.
Track work riders who rode and all this sort of thing.
After that, he had Dean Lester on to give his tips for Cranbourne on Friday night, and I had an RDO rider, so I just wrote him down, and I thought, well, I'll play into the quaddy, and you wouldn't want to know, Dean gets the quaddy and it pays $5.9.
Oh, beautiful.
Is it really?
Okay. I thought, how good's this? I didn't have it all, but I had a slice of it. And you guys always say, when you play into the big pools, you're a chance of winning some money. So on Saturday, they've injected the quaddy pool at Sydney. Now, the first leg was a free hit. You had Winks, it was a dead-set free hit. So you had to find the next three. Well, Ronnie spoke to Chris Waller in the morning, and Chereau was one of the early favourites for this Sydney Cup, and he gave it a big rap. He said he just needs to find a bit of a firm track, and this will suit him today. So we threw that in, me and my mate. In the second leg, the other leg, Canedna, well, she definitely, if you listen to Kieran Mars, she loves going the Sydney way of going. She won in Brisbane there, and she handles the Sydney way very well. So she had to go in. And the last leg, Lizzie Jelfson and Paul Joyce, I think they had White Moss on top.
Yeah,
they did.
Yeah.
Well, and it's paid $15.9, I think. We had a slice of that meme, mate.
Good on you, Dave. The bank accounts are there for Dino and Ronnie. You'll find them online. Good on you, Dave. I know people do appreciate it because it's not easy trying to find winners, and when they do, they deserve a bit of a rap. Dave, you can go to the pot. You can go to our website as well, and you can listen to that podcast. Just for people who missed it, it's really worth having a listen to. It's really worth having a listen to Racing HQ. So go to Racing HQ, and that's the podcast there, the special on Winx with Sean Cosgrove, which is terrific. Nice of you to be positive, Dave. Always good to have a positive call. We'll take another one. Gary on line two. Hi, Gary.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate.
Ronnie, it's great that you were handing out great tips to Dave, and he's filled his pockets, but I think you might have cost me some. my wife saw the $75 you splashed out on the nails for your wife. When I said to her that it's probably been sponsored by your extreme success in the yearling sale ring, it looks like we're off to the broodmare sale, and we're going to get one too.
Yeah, good luck to you. Yeah, I wasn't really impressed with that. $75, geez.
For nails?
How about Wednesday evening, though, Ron? You would have been impressed.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, no, it was a good day.
Well, we should tell people, Ronnie. You can let everybody in.
Exactly, right.
Gary's sort of hinted. You give yourself a rap.
Yeah, no, we as a family were involved in breeding a horse that bought a bit of money at the sales. And
1.2?
Yep, over the moon. Over the moon.
So where does he get off blowing up about the earring?
It was tongue-in-cheek, Gary. It was tongue-in-cheek.
Gary, I'm glad you're holding him accountable. All right?
All right, thank you.
I'm really glad you're holding him accountable. I'm just trying. I've got to really edit these text messages I'm getting just to make sure I don't end up in court all the time. Hi, John. Good morning to you.
Hello, fellas. How's things?
Yeah, really well, John.
That's good. Look, I hope Winx is the exception to the rule as far as brood mares. That John Tapp once said that those champion mares don't retain their femininity, like Emancipation, Mackayvie Diva, Black Caviar. They've never thrown anything, and I just... what's the panel think of that?
There is a bit of history there, isn't there, John? It's a lot of people will say that. Some people will say they put so much into their racing that there's not much left. But she's been handled so well with not much racing. When you say not much racing, it's been spread out. So, look, only time will tell. They're all individuals, and we can only hope that she throws something good. There has been a few champion mares that have thrown other champions in yesteryear. Which I cannot name at the moment, but I remember reading stories about it.
We got a mare that won the Ark that threw a champion. Oh. Yeah. 1353-53, our listeners are our best researchers.
Yep, they are. But look, they're all...
And I'm not into breeding that.
It's very hard to get another champion, so, you know, it's tough.
Mm. What's the most famous we've had? Joie de Nice was a good mare that threw mares. Yep. Through good horses.
Yeah, I just can't think off the top of my head, but it'll be interesting. Where we'll be, I'm sure we'll be all following the progeny very, very closely when they arrive in a few years.
Yeah, well, it would be terrific for the industry. Absolutely terrific for the industry. I'm wondering whether Craig would know down on. We can't get Craig to the line at the moment. Let's go to line two. Hi, Kurt.
G'day, Terry. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's the shot. Dino, Ronnie, how are you, boys?
G'day, Kurt.
That's the way. Hey, Dino, can I just ask you about a couple... Well, first of all, Tarwin, do you know if he's keeping him up with these good races still around?
I don't know what good races, but I don't know where he'll go, Kurt. I don't know if he's going to Adelaide or something like that, Adelaide Guineas or something like that, but I don't know where he's going, Tarwin, but he's pretty good.
Okay. Can I ask you about Big Night Out the other day that I saw that I quite like, Johnny Sadler?
Yeah.
Which one, Kurt? Yeah, Big Night Out for Johnny Sadler.
Oh, yep. Yeah, won well the other day.
At Lakeside.
Yeah, he won well and beat a subsequent winner in Analytica. So, no, he's a nice horse going forward. He'll go through the grades.
Okay. And, Dina, have you heard much about Shih Tzu? Because I'm still sticking solid with him with her in the showdown. But
no, you won't be, Kurt. Unfortunately, she had an accident at the track and she was put down. So you won't see Shih Tzu race ever again, unfortunately.
Oh, bullcrap. That's very bad news. And, Dina, just one last one, mate. I picked me Wongoom horse. I just can't. I haven't heard much about it since it's won. Kalani Kid.
Kalani Kid for the Gallywood.
The Gallywood, sorry, yeah.
No, he'll run at Oakbank Saturday, and then he'll probably run in the Gallywood, yeah.
Okay, so
he'll run at Oakbank in the whatever the feature hurdle is now, but it's the Harry D. Young it's known as. So yeah, he'll run there on Saturday.
All right, and Ronnie.
Yes, Kurt.
Can I just ask you, mate? Is there any chance? I'm just asking because I remember. Hearing that when Kluger first got here, his GF was the all age, but I don't know. Is he going for three consecutive weeks in a row?
I don't think so, Kurt. I couldn't see him coming back 2,000 to 1,400 in a week, and I think I thought he was booked to go home last week straight after the race, so I don't think the Queen Liz. I thought his grand final was the Doncaster, and that was it, but obviously he's picked up something along the way there with. A big check there running second to Winx on Saturday, but I'm inclined to think that he'll go home now.
Yeah, and I've got to say, like, the Japanese horse that I've tipped for the Caulfield Cup, Lise Grasher, she smashed his brains in a group three or two there not so long ago, and it's not looking bad now with the Winx form with Lise Grasher.
No, it looks good. It's just still they're all individuals. They've got to get over here and travel and... Some settle in, some don't. So it's a gamble. It's a gamble bringing him here. But I haven't looked at that horse you just mentioned. But obviously, if she's been too good for Kluger in the past, she's got good credentials.
Yeah, she's got that exultant form, you know, that horse that's been winning left, right and centre up at Hong Kong just before it got tipped out.
Mm.
Yeah. And Ronnie, can I just ask you, what did you think? I'm quite happy in one way that my favourite horse of all time, Peter Pan, wasn't disgraced in that. I wasn't a fan of what they did there, Ronnie, but it happened and it happened. But at least she beat a horse that people loved dearly and was a good horse in might and power. But Ronnie, what did you think of that? Like, can you tell me the truth, please?
About what?
That race they put on during the week.
Oh, the Wednesday race on the Telegraph.
Okay.
Well, it was just a made-up race.
It's a novelty thing to get the people involved.
Kurt, don't get upset about that.
He couldn't bet on it. That was the problem.
What about Octagonal and Lonro?
That's what
second?
I mean.
Oh, like, Kurt, come on. We've got to take out a complaint. Put in a complaint about it.
You know, I mean, like, can you imagine the Hall of Famer at home when he got a hint of that?
Yeah. No, I think it was just get a bit of bar talk happening there about those horses. So I think it was done in good spirit and a bit of fun.
Yeah. No, Kurt, just relax. Have a Panadol. All right. Have a little bit of a...
Up with Dino?
Yep. Yes, Kurt.
I got one today. I like it because it's got the sealed form. Sealed one at Cranbourne on Friday night quite well. Cashed up, $7.50 for the fixed I got today, Dean.
Yes.
At Seymour. Is it
Childwell? Yeah. Childwell. Drawn a bit awkward. Not a bad maiden that race, Kurt, but it did trial okay, yeah.
Okay. Thanking you, boys.
Thank you. Well done. Thank you, Kurt, for that. Terrorising everybody. Upset about the phantom call from Tappy. I mean, Tappy wouldn't upset anybody.
I was wondering where he was going.
Oh, no,
I thought he was blowing about Peter Pan. I said, geez, I'm going to punch his form up.
which is quite incredible. I want to talk about the Everest too, mate. I know it's in October, but it's going to be a big thing. We saw this Classique Legend. Can you give our listeners a bit of an idea? Is it definitely going to Hong Kong?
No, not, he's gone for a spell.
Right.
And the gate will be locked.
It was a good quote from Les Bridge, isn't it? Yeah. He's going to lock the gate.
Geez, he's untapped. Yeah, I don't think he's touched the side.
But his owner's in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah.
And
he's been wined and dined since he's been here, though.
Right, just stay. Well, the money's here, isn't it?
He bought up at the sales, didn't he?
Are we in a world where he could travel over and run in their international races?
Yes.
He could travel over and run in and then come back.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, look, I know he's a gelding and all that, so he's got a long life. He could be an international traveller. We could run he's got his form here in Australia. We've got so many big money races. He could run well in an Everest. He could run well in all our good sprints. And then, well, he's on his way. He's still a long way to go.
Yeah.
But if he keeps improving at this rate, he's won a Group 2 so early and. Like I say, I don't think he's touched the side. He's got a beautiful attitude. He could just come in and he could go over to Hong Kong and come back and race. He could be I don't think he has to go to Hong Kong and stamp himself there and sit around for International Day every year or something.
No.
No, so I think stay tuned there.
The money's here.
It is here. Months of the year it is anyway.
Yeah, turnover-wise, it's big in Hong Kong, but prize money wise, you can't beat it here. It's simple. It's just a fact. Hi, Craig. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Just a couple of things. I just want to congratulate the ATC on their job they did on Saturday. I'm from Dubbo, actually. I'm the bloke that helped Ronnie a couple of weeks ago at the Slipper. And
what did you help him do?
Well, he was being accosted by the security guard.
Yeah, I was too. Oh. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
That's all right. But
not for the first time.
I was trying to escape the joint.
Yeah. Now we went down for the last race. And I've been following races for 40 years and lucky enough to be to a lot of race meetings. And, gee, from start to finish, they did a fantastic job. Obviously, the crowd was awesome, but, you know, it was manageable. The infrastructure was great. The atmosphere was unbelievable. And you know you're on a winner when your wife says, come on, we've got to get to the races. It doesn't happen very often.
No.
So, you know, she wanted to be there and it was worth the effort. And, yeah, so job well done.
Yeah, oh, I agree. They'll appreciate it.
Yeah, look, I agree, because usually when we have a big meeting and there's, you know, it's a little bit uncomfortable with 44,000 people, which not that we're used to that, there's a lot of complaints. You know, can't get a drink, can't get a toilet. All that's been ticked off, and I think most people had a really good experience there on Saturday. And I was and I don't stay back after the last as a rule at any race meeting, but I stayed back and I was watching. They put a band on there, and when people were having the time of their life.
I saw you in the mosh pit.
We stayed there for the band as well, and the band was fantastic.
They were.
And it was, the atmosphere was great, and as you said, Ron, there was probably, I don't know, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, and I'm in my 50s, and we had a great time with all the young ones that were there. And so, again, it was just a fantastic end to the day, and... a fitting end for her career, and the number of young people that I'll guarantee will start rolling into races. I mean, they'll parlay those young ones into the Everest, and hopefully we get that next generation of people going to the race.
Yeah, and hopefully, Craig, a few of those meetings in between as well. Good on you, mate. It's nice. No, I don't think we've ever had so much positive feedback on one particular morning. This could be groundbreaking, Dino.
It could be, TK.
Don't take any more calls.
No. I've got a couple of messages, though, about...
Circles of Gold?
Yeah, well, Circles of Gold, great mare.
Great racehorse who became a great mare.
From one of our best listeners, Lucy, who tells me that the Ark winner Urban Sea produced Galileo and See the Stars.
That was the one. That was the one.
That's the
now,
one.
Now, that is going to take some beating, isn't it? Two Ark winners.
And Carolyn Searcy... contacted me to say that Emancipation's descendants include Virage de Fortune and then Caulfield Cup winner Railing. So it's often maybe a generation down the track
but
Urban Sea certainly. So thanks to Lucy for that.
Yeah, that's not bad. So two ARC winners, which is incredible, isn't it? Back in the early 80s, we put unknown jockey Shane Dye on our horse Black Certain. Came in third, paying $42.50 the place, Peter in Canberra. Yeah, we had that record of $24.50 for a place on yesterday, but there was only 9 horses in the race, so not too sure. Again, mostly positive text messages, Ronnie and Dino, about Saturday and the coping with the big crowd. Obviously, hard when people get there early and they if tables aren't allocated, you know, yeah. And I've done this, so I'm as guilty as everybody else. You know, you gather the tables together and you get the seats round and you hold them, you put your jacket on them or bags on them or whatever, and you can try and keep them. So that does make it difficult when you haven't got seats. But, look, it's a learning process. The good thing is that we've had 40,000 at the Everest stuff and we've had 43,000 now, day two of the championship, so they'll learn through that process.
I must say... the best Golden Slipper meeting I can remember in the modern days.
Geez, I loved Slipper Day. It was great.
So did I.
It was an engaging crowd.
I'm a Randwick man as a rule, but I think, you know, maybe even a points decision.
Ooh.
To Slipper Day.
See, I'm a Derby Doncaster fan too.
So am I.
You know, I thought that was a terrific day and we had a terrible crowd. But I know people allocate their money for one day out, you know, and it was to go and see Winx, which was... terrific, absolutely terrific. Have we got one to follow, Ronnie?
Look, I don't know whether they run Sizzling Time in race two, but I think that's a form race.
Oh, don't bring it up.
You on Millen Reaction, were you?
Yeah.
So sorry. I think...
just get to the outside.
Napoleon Solo is a horse I want to follow. Yeah? He's my middle distance Brisbane 3-year-old.
Okay. Is that where they're going, Ronnie? Do you know?
Or
that's your recommendation?
He looks a Queensland Derby horse, if he can run the distance.
Right. Okay. He's got to get another 1,000 metres.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, that's that's all right. I'd be willing to follow Millard Reaction.
Yeah, he left with no he didn't lose any admirers after that. He's a pretty smart horse. Yeah. And what about the filly that won it? She's a beauty.
Yeah.
She's got speed and stamina. For Seeker, she's 3-for-3 now. That's a good race. I think the immediate horses to follow are out of that race. As I said, I don't think they run Sizzling Figures or anything like that, but they're a nice group of horses there.
Yeah, and Dino, as I mentioned, you had some really impressive winners down there on the weekend as well, but have you got one to follow?
Yeah, we've spoken to the winners, but a horse called Paremus Boy, who ran in race two, ran very well. Matthew Williams trains in from Warrnambool. I'm building the list of horses that will be ready for the Warrnambool Carnival. I'm sure there's a race for him in that week. Paramus Boy.
Oh, I'm going to end on... I think plenty of people on social media have seen this one too. Dino, you don't miss much. Gents, would like to give Sky Sports coverage a huge rap for the TV coverage of the Winx Mania on track. Yes, we've seen the footage. About 2 minutes out from the jump, when the overhead camera was zooming over the crowd. Yes.
Yes,
we understand.
Yep.
Some people got carried away, although it was a real bit of...
Some people were hanging out near the mounting yard T-shirt.
Yeah, exactly right. One of your best. I think on that note, we should end before we get into any further trouble, Dino.
That's all right, TK. I need some sleep anyway, so yeah, the Masters being on at the wrong time really upset my routine for this week. But anyway, it was well worth it.
Yeah, it was terrific to see Tiger Woods winning. It was great to farewell Winx in front of that 43,833 crowd as well. Thanks, Duff.
See you guys.
Have a great week, everybody. Punters post-mortem done, dusted for this Monday morning.